You know who's got to be miserable? Even more miserable than the Philadelphia Eagles? Or the city of Philadelphia? It's got to be a New York Jets fan because of the state of the New York Jets. What an abomination. And I bring that up because the Giants drafted Jackson Dart with the 25th pick in the draft. The Jets were in need of a quarterback and took an offensive lineman. Now, I understand how important your offensive line is, but they desperately needed a quarterback, and their answer was Justin Fields. But now the Giants got Jackson Dart, who, by the way, can run with the football, plus throw the football, plus got swag, plus really ingratiates himself with the New York faithful. Everybody loves him. Him and Cam Scatterboo are about to own this town. They're about to own New York City because everybody loves them. And if you're the New York Jets, what does that say about you? Nobody gives a damn about gangrene right now. They suck. That's the belief. And they suck even more when you consider the fact that they play in the same stadium as the Giants, and the Giants have galvanized the fan base locally. This is really bad. This is really bad. You can't look at one single game on a Jets schedule and believe firmly and wholeheartedly that there's a game that they can conceivably be favored to win for the rest of the damn season. Not one. You got Denver up next. We know what they bring. The Panthers, they got a couple of wins this year. Surprised a lot of folks, beating Atlanta, beating Miami after trailing 17-0. After that bye week, who you got? The Browns? Well, they can't score, but their defense is elite. You got the Patriots, the Ravens, the Falcons, the Dolphins, the Jaguars. Saints beat the Giants. I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't believe it's going to happen, but conceivably, ladies and gentlemen, the Jets could go 0-16.